A bit of history. I always thought that APK with Java not entirely being free in the early 2000s. However, Jason Hunter, the original Servlets book guy, pointed out that he discovered discrepancies between Sun's license on the two compatibility kit, the TCK, and the Apache license. Jason Hunter was Apache's representative on the executive committee, the EC. So Apache wanted to create their own version of Java and therefore wanted a TCK compatible with the Apache license that they use. This TCK was the software that Sun Microsystems sanctioned and verified custom implementations of Java, that they could be called Java. The TCK was not free, and I believe currently it is still not free. However, during Java 1 2002, the TCK was promised to be made available to the Apache Software Foundation. Sun eventually did offer the TCK, but with field of use legal restrictions that prevented Apache's own implementation of Java vis-a-vis Harmony from running on certain devices, including mobile phones, embedded devices, TVs, kiosks, media players, etc. Anything, any computer except a desktop PC or a server. It is believed that Sun wanted to protect its Java ME Mobile Edition licensees and of course the revenue stream therein. So a lot has changed since Apache was offered the TCK in 2006. Java ME suddenly became irrelevant in the top range of the mobile phone market. Apple released the revolutionary iPhone in 2007 and pushed the boundaries in smartphone innovation. Sun created the OpenJDK project in 2006 to address Harmony. All was pushed or prodded by external parties or companies to make Java open source in some shape or form. Apache suddenly became, because of the TCK incompatibility issues, started a policy to block progress on the executive committee, which had an effect on the Java 7 development, which was promised as a goal as Java 1 2007. Oracle eventually acquired Sun Microsystems in 2009. Andy Rubin, who created the Android platform, went to Google with it and so created the Android market and phones that we see with the Handset Alliance. Oracle decided to pursue Android with a subpoena of August 2010. The JCP announced and completed the EC election, Executive Committee election, in October 2010. Java SE 7 and 8 JSRs were ratified with a slight majority, with many Executive Committee members with some strict comments and disappointment on Java's open source viability. This was in November 2010. And finally, this December 2010, Apache Lee decides to resign from the Java Community Process Executive Committee. So what happens now? I do not think that major Apache projects will down tools and the two developers of those projects will suddenly walk away. However, this has damaged the community. Oracle really has to get its outreach community relationship act together. There's a lot of FUD out there. However, right now, what is the alternative to writing in Java and investing in the JVM platform? I think there will be a revamp of the JCP, and then a decision will be made with the OpenJDK. The community has to know one way or the other whether an open source clean room version of Java can be created or not without the pretense. As we know, competition in Java EE has been good, so why not with the Java SE implementations? The fly in the ointment is, of course, the Android lawsuit. This story will continue in 2011.